Rob, the last time you guys played the Ravens, a couple of changes, at least offensive line-wise, if you're lined up in the same spot, which may or may not depend on Chandler's status. I mean, how has the offensive line changed, and what challenge are you anticipating this time around that maybe you didn't have back in week three?
You know, they had a couple injuries. Their guard is not playing anymore, so they had to move the rookie inside. And, you know, the backup is back playing tackle now. So now it's just they flop some things around. So, you know, just like any other week, you got to, you know, go through the tape that the last couple weeks that they played in that lineup and, you know, see the strengths and weaknesses and just try and do your best to be prepared for whoever you're going to play, you know, left or right side, whatever side that I'm
just
playing.
By his size alone, how difficult of a guy to go against is McKinney?
McKinney, a big guy, you know, for a guy my size, you just have to stay active and, you know, be quick and agile, not try and get into a power game because, you know, 360 versus 250, you just got to make sure you're moving.
Rob, can you talk about playing at home and where the Super Bowl goes through Gillette and how that helps you guys out, Danny?
Yeah, you know, the fans, we got great fans, you know, always coming out high energy. You know, it's going to be another, you know, huge game here in Gillette, so I think that everyone's going to be, you know, jacked up.
How about on this rivalry? It seems like you two teams know each other very well, and it's always a tough battle when you guys get together.
Yeah, you know, ever since I've been here, you know, it seems like we always play them twice a year. So, you know, again, it's always a physical, tough game, and comes down to one or two possessions. So you just have to, you know, be mentally tough and, you know, play a tough physical game all four quarters.
Can you talk a little bit about Joe
Flacco? Yeah. Yeah, you know, I feel like, you know, every year he's improved. You know, he's definitely had a great year this year. You know, can throw every pass on the field, and he can also, you know, throw a great deep ball. So he's definitely a guy that, you know, you can't just stand back there and let throw, you know, wherever he wants. So, you know, again, improved every year, and is a good quarterback.
Rob, has Coach Belichick ever shown you any tape of Mike Vrabel?
Well, I mean, growing up, you know, I'm a little bit younger than him, so, you know, I always watch the Patriots and, you know, watch their successful seasons in the past when I wasn't a part of the team. So, you know, he's definitely, you know, still trying to fill the shoes, you know.
Have you guys ever met? Have you ever talked to him?
I never have. I've never met him, never talked to him. So maybe one day, I'm sure he'll give me some crap for taking his number.
When people make that comparison, I mean, how does that make you feel knowing what he...
No, I mean, he's, you know, his whole career, I mean, the performance that he's had his whole career, you know, kind of speaks for itself. So just to even have the comparison, you know, obviously is, you know, it's an honor. But, you know, different football players, you know, obviously there's, you know, I think he was like 4 inches taller than me. His arms were way longer. So, I mean, he's got the advantage there.
In every play, when you're on the field and preparing, whenever to rush or cover, is it always in your mind, all right, I got to be ready because the ball could come loose on this play? You know, is it always there, that thought somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, as a defensive player, you're always thinking, you know, the ball is, you know, a key. You know, you're looking at the ball on the snap. You're, you know, trying to find the ball in pursuit. And, you know, when people are around the ball making plays, you're always aware where it's at. You know, if it's fumbled or, you know, it's on the ground. Something you got to get on it. You know, let, you know, everyone else decide what's going on. As long as you get the ball, you know, it'll all work itself out. So, you know, as a defensive player, that's in your mind all the time, is, you know, being prepared to get on top of it.
The Ravens have a different play caller offensively from the regular season. Is there anything you've noticed that sticks out?
You know, I think they've been real successful in their deep passing game in the last 3 or 4 games. So I think that, again, there's going to be some difference in the play calling, different person calling the play. So, again, yeah, we have to be on top of the things that they've been doing as of late.
There's been a lot of talk this week, Rob, about the Patriot way, what it means around here, you know, if it's directly related to all of your success as a franchise. Do you ever sense that teams are resentful of that, jealous, anything like that?
Well, I mean, I think you look back as long as, you know, they've been winning, it's kind of been very similar in how they present themselves. And, you know, it's obviously worked out. And, you know, just I think our record for itself in the past 10 years kind of speaks for itself as far as how we've won and been successful. So, again, you know, there's always going to be people out there wanting us to not continue to win. But, you know, that's just the way it is.
The Ravens have always been kind of a defense with a personality. Do you guys consider your defense as having one?
I feel like, you know, we go out there and we work hard. We make big plays and turnovers at the right times in the game. Obviously, you know, I think being second in the league in turnover ratio, you know, is going to help, especially us with the offense that we have. So as long as we go out there and, you know, do our job, you know, like, that's really our attitude, is going out there doing what we have to do to create those turnovers and give our offense the best chance they can to keep putting points on the board.
Rob, does it bother you at all that, you know, sort of a lot of the questions about the team, not just now, but I mean throughout the course of the year, the last couple of years, are on sort of the defensive side of the ball, when people question the Patriots and say, okay, here's an area where maybe we can attack, it's on the defensive side of the ball. Does that motivate you guys on the defense?
Well, I mean, you really can't look into it, you know, that much, really. I mean, I feel like, are there some yards that you don't want to give up as much? Obviously, you know, there is a few things that you want to not have as many, you know, I don't know, deep passes, passing yards for the year. But, again, you look at some of the different things that, affect the game, which, you know, turnovers, that's huge. Third down, red zone, I mean, those are the aspects of the game that you really want to be tight on.
Anything else for Rob?
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.